You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. You see, when we understand the teachings of Christ, certain things will not disappoint us. Jesus stated here very clearly that there are people that hear the word of God and immediately they rejoice at it. They are so glad. You know, sometimes I'm wondering, somebody is preaching and people are shouting. They are rejoicing. There is so much noise and the preacher enjoys that. It's only a preacher that is a novice or that probably does not know what he's doing, that is glad because people are rejoicing when he's preaching. When you preach and people clap, it is nothing. It does not mean anything. The people have not even obeyed that word. They have not implemented it in their lives. And they are clapping and you are rejoicing. Why are you rejoicing? Jesus said this person received the word and immediately is full of joy, but has no root in himself. How do we know? He said, for when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, please take note of that, not because of you, because of the word, every word you receive will be tried. It is only at the point where that word is tried that we will know whether that word has received or has a root in you. You may hear a word that teaches you how to overcome anger, and then you will rejoice. You are glad. You say, wow, what a revelation. Thank you so much, sir. You just opened my eyes today. I feel so free. I am so happy. You see, that's not yet the point of rejoicing. Just wait. That evening, somebody will provoke you. And then suddenly you will discover that that anger is there. And then you will manifest that anger. And then you will go and feel disappointed. You didn't recognize the fact that you had the word. You have not allowed that word to take root. You see, word takes root through persecution and trial. It is as the word of God is being tested in our lives that it will be taking root. It will be taking root. It is not the point of hearing that you rejoice. It is the point of obedience that you rejoice. So it's only a preacher that does not know what he's doing that he is excited, that you are excited at his word. Actually, a preacher that genuinely understands the mind of God knows that it may take years for him to see the fruit of his preaching. It is not in the immediate. This is a generation that thinks that everything must be immediate, must be immediate. It takes time for the word of God to take root in the life of men. That word will be tried. That word will be tested. The reason you will face persecution and tribulation is because of the word. Have you not noticed when you were much younger, many of the people who appear to be on fire for the Lord, only to discover that as you become adult and get married and settle into life, they were nowhere to be found. They just fizzled away. Some people who were even fellowship presidents, in just a matter of years, they've all faded away. Some of them are no longer Christians. Some of them have divorced their wife and gone to pick another woman and living with strange women. What happened? The word never took root in them. When trials came, when temptation came, when pain came, they gave up. They chose comfort over Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.